Simon Shin Mem Siv Gimel. Amalichag Joy Shal Klaf. Or Yishai Bal Pinkis. Somebody removes ink from a piece of parchment. So basically what he's doing is, he's not being Moichik letters, but he is preparing the area underneath it to write on. That's also a type of Mechika. There are two types of Mechika. One is removing letters, and one is taking something off the paper so that you could write in the place where that ink was. The same thing applies for, they used to have wax, a board of wax, and they etch into the board of wax. So also over here, if you remove whatever was etched into the wax, so here we can't judge this by how many letters you erase, because you did not erase any letters, you just prepared the area underneath it for writing. So as long as you have room underneath it to write two letters, that is considered a malacha of mechika, because you did mechika amanas lichtoif in order to write underneath it two letters. It's very unclear over here how big these letters are. I mean, two letters of font 10 are enough room for four letters of font 5. It sounds from the Mishnah Berurah that the chiyuv is telling his kavana. If his kavana was to prepare this for writing two letters, then that creates a sheer device. If the Berurah brings, if some ink fell on a sefer, you should not lick it off or wash it off because of the type of mechika also. So you have to be careful when you have a bencher. Something falls on the bencher, you shouldn't take it off if it's something that could stick onto it and place it on the margins. The Ramah says also, the Shabir Uge Shekosef Alov Kimin Oisiyis. Avapi She'enim Mechavin Rak Lachila Dhavim Moichek. Lachila Shele Motche, one of the Rishonim that says, you're not allowed to break a cake or cookie that has writing on it, because that's also a type of Mechika. Now, this is a very foolish type of Mechika, because here you're not preparing the area underneath it for writing on, you're just breaking the cookie in half. Even so, since you're breaking letters, that's also a type of Mechika, and therefore it's also. Here there's all kinds of svaras that it'd be more kal, because it's not amnas lichtoiv, and you're not mechavin. Aval ha'maisa, the Ramah says one should be machmeh. The Leida Behuda is mekil in this din. So the question is, because of all these things, the separation between the rabbonos, ha'maisa, Mishnah Berurah says it can be samech on the dogel b'vova on the Leida Behuda when you bite it. So then you have another shino that you're breaking with your teeth, not with your hands. But to break with your hands, you should not do it. But if there's no writing on top of the cake, it's just the shape of the cookie. For example, sometimes it's stamped in the cookie, awesome cookie. So that Mishnah Berurah permits one to break it, because that's not considered writing in respect to this halacha al kol panim. It's considered just the shape of the thing. Chazanish says even in that case, one should do it with his mouth.